This week, the Wall Street Journal has reported on some of the emails that Mitt Romney wrote when he was governor of Massachusetts, and those emails document his very active role in getting the Massachusetts health care plan passed, including his strong advocacy of the individual mandate, the requirement that people buy health insurance. Joining us now from Boston is Journal senior editor Mark Mermont. Welcome.
Thank you, Robert.
And first, you should explain how the Wall Street Journal gained access to these emails of Governor Romney.
At the end of the Romney administration in 2006, the governor and his aides thought that they had done a sort of thorough electronic house cleaning. They bought, paid $65 a piece, actually, for 17 hard drives from personal computers that were used in the governor's office and by his aides. And they wiped all the emails off a computer server, that sort of a backup server for the governor's office. It turned out that there were some emails that were accidentally retained from one of the cabinet officials who was copied on some of the emails, but not very many of them. And we found out about this, and we filed a Public Records Act request to get copies of the emails.
Well, on healthcare, what do they show?
Well, they certainly show that the so-called individual mandate that's become somewhat controversial since then was a central plank in the Romney administration's health care plan, and of course has become a central plank and controversial in the Obama administration's health care plan that's now being reviewed by the Supreme Court. And the emails show that inside the Romney administration, they were pushing this individual mandate, which requires everyone to buy health insurance or pay some kind of a penalty. They were pushing it, you know, pretty heavily over some reluctance from the Massachusetts Democratic Party and Democratic leaders.
This is a glimpse of the days just a few years ago when the system that was approved in Massachusetts was identified with a Republican approach. A lot of Democrats would have preferred simply a state insurance program like Medicare.
Yes, that's correct. And also some of the Massachusetts Democrats were pushing, instead of an individual mandate requiring every person to buy health insurance, they wanted to push the onus essentially on the employer to require the employer to provide health insurance. And Governor Romney was against that because the individual mandate was seen as much more of a right-wing approach to the problem, using the private sector insurance system and just, you know, requiring the individual to buy into that.
There is an interesting detail you came up with here, which was a draft of an op-ed piece for the Wall Street Journal in which then-Governor Romney made a statement, which was later deleted when the piece was published, about the individual mandate that actually sounds exactly what a defender of the Affordable Care Act would say today.
Yes. I mean, as a journalist, I suppose I should mention that he's actually quite a good writer. He wrote it himself. But also that he included some language in there that never made the final, that basically that if the individual does not take responsibility, does not buy health insurance, then it becomes a burden on the taxpayer, and that's a problem. Well, that's very similar to the argument that the Obama administration is using today, and it sort of makes it difficult for Governor Romney to distance himself from the Obama health care plan.
Mark Mermont, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Mark Mermont spoke to us from Boston. He's a senior editor of The Wall Street Journal.